Disaster struck the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in the US state of Iowa in June when extreme flooding submerged the museum building. The damage caused to the building and its contents is thought to run into millions of dollars and is expected to take years to repair. But the work should be made that little bit easier by a million crown contribution from the Czech government, which has just been announced. The museum's director, Gail Naughton, has been in the Czech Republic over the last week to discuss the terms of the gift. I caught up with her in one of her very few spare moments and started by asking about the Czech state's donation.
The government has pledged 10 million crowns in flood recovery for Cedar Rapids, and they're going to be making those gifts in the next month or two. It is a wonderful gesture, not only financial gesture, but also just a gesture of support and solidarity and belief in our mission. It's just fabulous.
When we've spoken on previous occasions, you've stressed that every single thing in the collection will be saved and it will be okay, and there are experts who know how to kind of dry out documents and all the sort of interesting textiles that you've got. But presumably some things are much more damaged than others. Can you tell me about maybe the things that are worst damaged?
Well, we are just really getting to know exactly what we're dealing with, because they were, for their best preservation, were kind of whisked off to at the crisis moment to the conservators, and now we're getting back their assessment reports of the damage, what their recommendation is for restoration, and we need to look at that. We are going to have to make some judgments on which ones we'll be able to preserve completely, which ones are less damaged and we can keep the way they are. So it's a process that we are still very much in the middle of. It is going to take some time, years in fact, I really believe, to deal with all the damaged collections.
I know that you are continuing to put on exhibitions even without building. So whereabouts in Cedar Rapids are you doing these things? And is this as well thanks to the inhabitants of Cedar Rapids that this is happening?
Well, we are opening a temporary location, public location, at our local shopping mall, which is a new experience. But, you know, it may open new audiences to what we do. We will have an exhibit, a meeting room. We will have our museum store there. We'll be able to have some programs there. So that will be very interesting. We're looking forward to that.
Have these floods actually, in a way, kind of made the relationship between the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library and the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic closer? Because I know that this is something that we've read about a lot in the press here, and maybe before these floods, we weren't reading so much about the NCSML.
Well, you're right. Sometimes out of crisis can come opportunity. We have always had very close relationships with the embassies in the United States, the government representatives there, and with the national museums, both in the Czech and Slovak republics. But this opens up new opportunities to work with various levels in the archival and library areas, and I do think it has strengthened the relationships all across the board.
That was Gail Naughton, who's been very much in demand during her short visit to the Czech Republic from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.